I don't feel like we finished with the American Made video.
Okay.
Like, what happened there?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just don't feel like we finished. I started to talk about that, but then we were talking about other things. But the video, to me, what I like about Buying American is very different than what other people see in Buying American. I kind of think I have hippie values, right? And those hippie values are what I see in it. And I think when we decided that we were going to outsource, you know, a lot of production, we didn't realize the cost that was going to be included in some of those hippie values. We were going to have to try to police factories all the way around the world. If you took someone and you said, okay, come with me, you know, we're leaving the big box retail now and we're flying magically to the place where this product that, you know, these $2 flip-flops that you're excited about and they're on sale for a dollar, you know, we're going to fly and you're going to see how they're made. And then we're going to talk about whether you're still comfortable with $2, right? Or whether you'd rather spend more and then also try to help, bring up those working conditions. I think that's what would happen. Right. But because that doesn't happen real time, there's a big enough disconnect that you can just go about your life and not bother to really participate with it. And we're all super busy and there's too much to do for everybody.
Well, sometimes it's convenient. We ignore it and it's convenient.
It's convenient to ignore it as well. Yeah. We've been taught to expect things to be cheap. We've also been taught to expect things to be disposable. Both of those things had to be taught, and it took a generation. My grandfather, you know, or your grandfather, if he popped up into the world today, he would just be like, this is crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything's shit, you know? And nothing lasts,
Nothing lasts, yeah.
And it's like, how could it be so cheap? You know, it's like, you know, when I died, a t-shirt was $5. Why is it still $5?
Here's a great example. Do you have a refrigerator? Everybody has that extra refrigerator. I have my grandfather's refrigerator in my basement.
Oh, you do?
You know, it's one of those, it's like that one with the click, you know, and it runs great. You know how many refrigerators I've had since that?
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They last 3-4 years. I mean, things are not made the way they used to.
No.
Because we get tired of them too, you know. We don't want the same refrigerator in our kitchen for 12 years.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know. Part of it is you don't want it because it's not very good. Like, it's really not designed, to last.
Right.
And so there are things that you can buy that are designed to last. And when you do, you have kind of a different relationship with them. And that's nice too. But most people are not that familiar with that. I think it's catching back on now.
Yeah.
Quality.
Quality. Catching on. Made in America. Catching on. There's your one.